1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison now that he's been convicted on felony gun charges. But legal analysts don't think he'll serve that much time behind bars, if any at all.
It's going to be interesting to see whether the special counsel even asks for any prison time. When you listen to his press conference and you read between the lines, it sounded like he may not even ask for prison time. That'll be a critical question, is what does he decide to request from the judge?
ABC's chief legal analyst, Dan Abrams. The House will vote tomorrow whether to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested 8 people from Tajikistan with suspected ties to ISIS. They crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally last year. The Southern Baptist Convention's expelled a Virginia church for its stance that women can serve as pastors. This is ABC News. A famous competitive eater is pushing away from the table of a major event.
Joey Chestnut has become synonymous with the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest on New York City's Coney Island. He holds the all-time record of eating 76 hot dogs and buns, winning the contest 16 out of the last 17 years. But this year, Chestnut's plate is full. Organizers of the contest say their champ has decided to ditch Nathan's and represent a rival, a vegan hot dog brand. The contest has been a moneymaker for Chestnut, earning him hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years and likely some indigestion. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
AAA says the national average gas price per gallon is now $3.44. That's down 9 cents from a week ago. The official portrait of King Charles was vandalized in a London gallery. Animal activists covered the king's face with a picture of Wallace from the animated series Wallace and Gromit. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin tourism had a record-breaking year in 2023, bringing in $25 billion in profit. Travel Wisconsin Communications Director Craig Trost says this is the second year in a row Wisconsin tourism recorded record-breaking numbers.
Tourism's economic impact grew in all 72 Wisconsin counties in 2023, and that was led by 45.9 million overnight visits to Wisconsin. That was up about 500,000 from 2022.
Milwaukee County alone brought in $4 billion. Wisconsin tourism continues to be one of the largest drivers of Wisconsin's economy. The Wisconsin DNR announced it will be awarding almost $600,000 in urban forestry grants to cities, counties, and nonprofit organizations. The grants will fund projects that help cities manage their trees and improve urban forestry. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' 6-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his major league debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining shower or storm ending, mostly clear skies developing in the overnight. Our lows dropping to the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Wednesday, quite a bit of sunshine around the area with highs of the low to mid 80s. Thunderstorm chances for Wednesday night. It's 60 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the Crudy birthday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. That means less fat jokes, more short jokes. Dom and Crude and you tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
They're trying to get Cole on the phone. Cole Stengler, he's in France, and we're getting this error message. All circuits are busy, so we'll see what happens. I mean, maybe we can get him on today. If not, you know, we'll bring him back tomorrow. But I wanted to jump to another story here. This is the one that was going to follow Cole, and this is grim stuff. You probably remember Crystal Mason. I talked about this a lot a few years ago back in 2017 when she was first arrested. She was this was in Texas, and she was her mother. She had been convicted of a felony. She had served her time in prison. She got out of prison, and her mother said, "You should vote." And she actually was sent a voter registration card by the state. So she filled it out, and she went to vote. And when she went to vote, they couldn't find her name on the voting rolls because she was a felon, and therefore she can't vote. But she didn't know that, and they didn't know that, so they gave her a provisional ballot. Provisional ballots don't get counted until after the Secretary of State's office has verified that you're actually, you know, a legal voter. And so her vote never actually got counted, because that was how they found out that she was a felon and she couldn't vote. So Greg Abbott and friends send the police to her to arrest her. She refused to plead out. They wanted to give her 5 years probation. She said, no, I did not do anything wrong. And so they held a trial in 2018, and they convicted her and sentenced her. This young black woman sentenced her to 5 years in prison in 2018. Well, here we are 6 years later, and finally an appeals court overturned the prosecution. But immediately, Greg Abbott's office and the attorney general for the state, this extraordinarily corrupt attorney general in Texas, said that they're going to appeal the appeal. And they may even take this to the Supreme Court, because they want this woman to go to prison for 5 years so that black people will know, if you've ever been in jail and you're black, you're going to go to jail for a long, long time if you dare to vote. And let's make no bones about it. That is what this is about. It's also happening down in Florida. Ron DeSantis started this brand new division of the state police, his election integrity group. And they went out and they arrested 14 black people for voting when they were felons. Now, these people all thought they could vote for two reasons. One, there was a ballot initiative the previous year where they gave felons the right to vote. And what these ex-felons didn't know is that the Republican legislature, after the ballot initiative passed a law that basically rolled back the ballot measure. You know, they just repudiated the will of the people of Florida. Just, you know, scratched them right out. Sorry, you know, you can't do this. And So she, you know, these 14 black people, they, you know, there was 20 people altogether, six of them were white. But the 14 black ones were the ones that were paraded before the cameras. Several of them were arrested at gunpoint. They had no idea what they'd done wrong. Every single one of them had been sent a voter registration card by the state. They all thought because they were now out of jail and they had served their time that they could vote. That's what the ballot initiative was. But Ron DeSantis wanted to send the message, don't you dare vote if you're black in Florida. And what happened, that was in 2020 that happened. And that election saw the black vote in Florida drop off by almost 10%. It was a real substantial drop in the black vote in Florida that year. And it's probably continuing. I mean, would you want to vote if you thought you might go to jail? Yeah, you can feel very passionate about a candidate and all that kind of thing, but going to jail? And you figure, it's just one vote. It's not worth going to jail for. So anyhow, Crystal Mason, now that Abbott wants to prosecute her all over again, this is from The Guardian. She's lost multiple jobs and had trouble getting new ones because of the bad publicity from her case, nearly lost her home into foreclosure. Her kids and her mother say that some nights she would just come home and cry. You know, when she got the news of the acquittal in March, she just was so happy. And then, you know, a week later, the district attorney comes in and says, I'm appealing this case. In 2021, Texas authorities arrested Hervis Rogers, a Houston man who gained national attention for waiting 7 hours in line to vote, a black man. The case was eventually thrown out on appeal, but Rogers, who is black, has since said he'll never vote again. In 2022, Pamela Moses, a black woman in Tennessee, was sentenced to 6 years in prison for trying to vote while on probation. Her conviction was later overturned when The Guardian published a bunch of documents showing that the prosecution withheld evidence in her case. There was prosecutorial misconduct. But Florida is the king of this stuff. And Florida is just ruining this. Crystal Mason, this was in Texas. Crystal Mason, when she showed up at her polling station in 2016, a church near her home, election workers couldn't find her name on the list of registered voters. So they offered her a chance to vote with a provisional ballot intended for exactly that kind of circumstance. If a voter shows up at the polls and there's a question about their eligibility, they cast a provisional vote that is only counted if officials later confirm the vote. Voter is eligible to cast a ballot. And she did that. But this is what the Republicans are up to. I mean, we talked with David Pepper yesterday about, in Ohio, how they're purging hundreds of thousands of people from the voting rolls, many, if not most of them, black. And, you know, these are the strategies that the Republicans are using to try to win the election this fall. They want 100,000 election observers. They want people who will watch in blue cities and red states, watch the counting of mail-in ballots so that they can say, that doesn't look to me like that signature matches, which will pull those into the provisional ballot category. In other words, they won't be counted until that person shows up in person, the person who mailed in the ballot. That's going to be a big one. That's going to knock tens of thousands of voters off the voting rolls in pretty much every state in the union. And then, of course, you know, purging hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions of voters from the voting rolls. And this was all legalized, by the way, in 2018 in a 5-4 Supreme Court decision. Five Republicans said, oh, yeah, it's fine. You want to throw people off the voting rolls? No problem. So I see I've got a call on. Is that Cole?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's put him on right now because I don't want to go to break. Cole Stangler. Is that you?
Hello, Tom. Yes, that's me. How are you doing?
Hey, great. Thank you so much for joining us. Cole is a journalist based in Marseille, France, contributor to The Nation, Jacobin, and the international news network France 24. He's the author of Paris is Not Dead, Surviving Hyper-Gentrification in the City of Light. ColeStangler.com is his website and also his Twitter handle. Cole, Macron has called for a snap election or, you know, a quick election, which has got a lot of people baffled. And in the EU elections, the right in France made some real substantial gains. What I'm guessing, and I wanted to reality check this with you, is that what most of this has to do with is the immigration of brown people and Muslims into France. Am I wrong?
Well, first, thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's complex. I've you know, spent a lot of time trying to think about what compels people to vote for the national rally. I attended a couple of the big campaign rallies they had for the European elections with Jordan Bardella, who's their new candidate, who may well become prime minister. And, you know, it is true because I'll respond to the question, but on the one hand, they have kind of made a slightly more economically populist platform, which is to say that they'll talk more about protecting the French welfare state. They're against the kind of austerity that they were favoring in the past. All that being said, to your point, the one kind of constant that you'll find throughout their discourse, no matter what, is that opposition to immigration. It's what gets the biggest applause lines at the rallies. Both rallies I attended in Perpignan in the southwest of France and in Paris, those are the biggest applause lines, is when Jordan Bardella, the candidate, promises to strip welfare benefits for foreigners, when he promises to deport undocumented immigrants, when he talks about restoring French identity. You know, that's the kind of bread and butter that gets these voters motivated to go out and support the national rally. So, yes, it's complex. A lot of these voters are from economically, you know, disadvantaged areas, but at the same time, you know, that's the kind of cement that brings it all together, is that opposition backlash to immigration.
Yeah. Which, you know, is fundamentally racism. I think we're seeing the same thing here in the United States with Trump and his obsession with the southern border and S-hole countries and all that kind of thing. In the roughly 2 minutes we have left, how do you see this playing out in France?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in a very turbulent, frightening time right now. I mean, I don't think anybody expected, and I was talking with people really from across the political spectrum, from the Macronists to the left, no one expected Emmanuel Macron to dissolve parliament and hold these new legislative elections, which are slated for the end of the month in early July. No one expected this, and there's a real chance that the national rally could do very well, perhaps even be part of a governing coalition, if not win an outright majority and install a far-right prime minister for the first time in France since the Vichy era. So, right. You know, it's, or have a leader, sorry, since the Vichy era. So it's a very frightening time. But I think, you know, maybe to end things on a slightly more optimistic note, the parties of the left have united after just 24 hours. Macron did not anticipate them coming together, and they'll be presenting candidates backed by this united left front. So it'll be very interesting to see, you know, frightening, turbulent, but also interesting to see if the left is able to actually present a coherent alternative to the far right, where I think at this point it's fair to say Macron has failed to do so.
I understand Russia has been a big booster for Le Pen. To what extent is Russia interfering in the elections in France?
You know, I think there's lots of various, you know, documentation of Russian, you know, attempts to interfere in French politics. I will say there's a particular candidate who's quite high up on the national rally's European election list, who now is a member of European Parliament, Thierry Mariani, who has very direct ties to the Russian government. You know, he's gone and participated in meetings to celebrate the sham referendum in Crimea. And so there is, you know, it's interesting. The National Rally has tried to downplay their support for Russia as opposed to the AfD in Germany. There is a real difference there. But at the same time, you still do have this kind of ideological proximity and the links to Russia with the National Rally.
Remarkable stuff. Well, I want to get back with you after the election. Looking forward to that, Cole. Keep up the great work. Thanks so much for dropping by today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom.
Great talking with you. Cole Stangler, colestangler.com, STANGLER.com. For all of the information. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about her dog in Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny, and he has his old sparkle back. I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike those other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw and store them in the fridge, which then expires quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and so is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/tom or text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. Geeky science for you. It turns out elephants are the only other species other than humans that name each other and address each other by name. It's an amazing bit of research. They used an artificial intelligence program to analyze the calls of 2 wild herds of African savanna elephants in Kenya. And the lead author of the study, Michael Pardo, said the research, quote, not only shows that elephants use specific vocalizations for each individual, but that they recognize and react to a call addressed to them while ignoring those addressed to others. It's incredible, right? When the researchers played a recording of an elephant calling out their name, the animal responded positively and energetically, the researchers said. Elephants and humans are the only two animals known to invent arbitrary names for each other, rather than merely copying the sound of the recipient. Humans and elephants share many similarities, they note, such as extended family units with rich social lives underpinned by highly developed brains. Wow. I don't know if you've ever seen, you know, any of the nature shows about elephants, but they are smart, smart, smart animals. And compassionate and loving to their young. It's amazing. So there you go. All right, so what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So this whole thing with Alito's wife, that leaked phone call, or not the phone call, but the recording. What was the woman's name, by the way?
Lauren Windsor.
Lauren Windsor, right. Shout-outs to Lauren Windsor.
Yeah, and Mary.
I mean, that was
Martha Ann Alito, yeah.
Right, yeah. That was one of the most disturbing things I think I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this woman calls herself a Christian. I don't think she's not.
Well, look at all the people who've been killed in the name of Jesus. I mean, you know, start with the Crusades. It's not a new thing, you know.
Sure. Well, I mean, the real Christians would certainly call her a heretic.
I agree.
I'm sure.
I wouldn't call her a Christian, but, you know, I on the one hand. On the other hand, I just don't think that it's my job to judge somebody else's Christianity. You know,
sure, but I...
That's one of the things that, you know, really offends me the most when people, you know, reach out to me and say, oh, no, I'm going to judge your Christianity. It's like, give me a break.
Right.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Fair enough. But, I mean, that was very disturbing to hear that.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that really stuck out to me was this talking about the radical left, and I don't see this radical left that she's talking about.
Right.
And this is just a total caricature.
Well, apparently she's talking about gay people and accepting gay people, because she's all bent out of shape that there's a pride flag flying in her neighborhood. And that's why she wants to come up with this flag to stick in their face.
Right. Well, she's just a
variety bigot.
Right. I mean, shouldn't that be disqualifying? Do we not have any kind of recourse for this?
Well, I think members of the Supreme Court can have bigots as wives. The question is Alito also a bigot? And, you know, I think so. I would like him to sit down with the Senate Judiciary Committee and answer some questions. And he's refusing to do that. He's saying, you have no control over me, no right to interrogate me. They asked him, they didn't subpoena him, they asked him to come and testify. And he said, no, ain't going to do it. Screw you.
Well, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, him and Thomas both. And so we've got a couple of real asses here on the Supreme Court who are just drunk on their own power. Brandon, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Talk Media for the Sane Among Us. I'll be right back with your calls.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights. But not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison, but legal experts say he's not expected to serve much, if any, time behind bars after a jury in Delaware convicted the president's son of lying about his drug use while buying a gun, ammunition, and gun accessories. Special counsel David Weiss said after the verdict,
"Ultimately, this case was not just about addiction, a disease that haunts families across the United States, including Hunter Biden's family."
There are primary contests in several states. The Associated Press projects retired Army Captain Sam Brown the winner in Nevada's Republican Senate primary. He'll face Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen in November. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee will attempt to introduce a Supreme Court ethics bill Wednesday, expected to be blocked. And one person died in Atlanta after a man hijacked a bus with passengers on board. That man is in custody. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats say they have a shot at regaining control of the Assembly in 2024. With retirements and redistricting, almost two-thirds of Assembly seats will be up for grabs in the 2024 election cycle. 120 Democrats are running for office, which is the most since 2011. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met on Monday to finalize the ballots for the August and November primaries. Wisconsin small business owners are worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap for recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are set to expire at the end of next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out The Last Stop in Yuma County on Amazon Prime. The film is set in Arizona and starts when a knife salesman pulls into a gas station that is out of gas and waiting for a tanker. While waiting at the diner next door, two bank robbers show up, as well as a handful of other locals. The film is full of tension and has no big stars, which makes it easy to lose yourself in the story. It will also surprise you more than once. The Last Stop in Yuma County received 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hollywood legend Elizabeth Taylor says her marriage to Eddie Fisher was one big friggin' awful mistake. Fisher must have felt that sting from beyond the grave. The New York Post reports that the quote came from a new documentary called Elizabeth Taylor, The Lost Tapes. Taylor also says husband Michael Wilding wasn't dominant enough. That sounds like one explicit documentary, even though she actually used the word friggin'. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining shower or storm ending, mostly clear skies developing in the overnight. Our lows dropping to the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Wednesday, quite a bit of sunshine around the area with highs of the low to mid 80s. Thunderstorm chances for Wednesday night. It's 60 at our studios.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, for our weekly conversation. We'll talk about what Citizen Action is up to and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Truly full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Nina in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Nina. What's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Nina.
I'm just wondering if you could, once again, I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand how the middle class in the red states is going to pay less income tax. I'm not sure
they
how
don't.
That
by and large,
down works.
By and large, when states cut taxes, cut income taxes on the really rich, they make up for some of that revenue by increasing mostly fees on average working people. So the cost to register your car goes up, the cost to your property taxes go up, your other kinds of taxes go up. So typically, as the rich get tax cuts, the average working people see their taxes go up. It may not be their income taxes, but, you know, other taxes and fees typically go up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you said the middle class income tax goes down. I'm just confused about that.
No, these red states are all about cutting taxes on the really, really rich. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they may throw a bone to the middle class and, you know, give them 10 or 20 bucks or something like that so that they can say that they did. Trump did that with his tax cuts. But it's meaningless. It's such a small amount of money, it's meaningless. Whereas the rich people are getting hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in tax breaks.
Well, what happened to the laws in this country? Are there none anymore?
Well, you know, what happened was the Supreme Court, five Republicans on the Supreme Court, in a series of three or four Supreme Court decisions, ruled that money is not actually money, it's free speech under the First Amendment, and corporations aren't corporations, they're persons under the First Amendment, and therefore corporate persons and wealthy individuals can rain money down on politicians all they want, and it's not considered bribery anymore. They legalized political bribery. And, you know, it's gutting America. But that's what's going on. Nina, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Great questions. Thank you. Stephen, in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Hello, how are you this afternoon, Tom? I'm calling about this Hunter Biden case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say, what I don't understand, quite frankly, is that if this is so serious, as the prosecutor had stated it was, why was this man not actually tried back in 2018?
Right.
That's the problem that I have with this, because I think we all know. I love how Trump loves to make the equivalent that Hunter is essentially in the same position as him. No, that's not the case. Mr. Trump was president. Mr. Trump put our nation at risk because of his own selfish greed. That's exactly what happened here. Yeah. The fact that this man is allowed to run for president after what he did on January the 6th, which actually rules out the fact that he should be allowed to run to begin with, the Constitution does, regardless of
That's
the
right.
mythomania that the Supreme Court seems to be laboring under right now. As far as I'm concerned, this Hunter Biden went into rehab. He got help for his problems. From what I gather, when he obtained the gun, he did not actually, did he hurt anyone with the gun, do you know? Or
no, he did not. And between, there are 15% of Americans admit using drugs. 12 million of those drug users own guns, which means that there's 12 million people in America guilty of what Hunter Biden was just convicted of. Yet there were fewer than 150 Americans prosecuted for this crime. And all of them were prosecuted because they used the gun in a crime, or they were involved in a crime and they had the gun with them. And neither of those were the case with Hunter Biden. He did not use that gun in a crime. He only had the gun for 11 days. In my mind, I mean, David Weiss, the prosecutor here, is a Trump appointee. Trump put him in there.
Oh, well, big figures.
Yeah, Merrick Garland never should have kept him on. He spent millions of dollars in 6 years trying to take down Hunter Biden. And he's a right-wing crank.
Well, I just want to say, too, the gall of Republicans to lecture the rest of us about law and order, and the gall of them to sit here and talk about Second Amendment rights, a carte blanche Second Amendment rights, when in fact they allowed Kyle Rittenhouse, who actually did violate the law, he was underage, he was not supposed to go over state lines, from what I understand, with a gun, because there were certain restrictions on that, and yet that man killed how many people?
He killed two people and blew half the arm off a third.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that seems, you know, I think a lot of us out here are a little bit tired of this, all this garbage.
They've turned him into a hero.
About the Republicans talking about everybody else's bias.
Yeah, no, I'm
with
you.
They're as biased as could be, and it's time for their bias, them to start holding, we need to start holding them accountable for their bias, quite frankly. And Merrick Garland is such a milquetoast, it's not even funny. The fact is, you want to talk about equal justice right now, sir? Why don't you stop Trump from running for office when, in fact, it violates constitutional law?
Yep.
That is actually doing something to hold people accountable.
Well, it clearly violates Article 3 of the 14th Amendment.
It does.
But the Supreme Court has ruled that it doesn't.
It's a joke.
So, you know, we're stuck with that.
He's a sick joke, he is.
Yeah.
And he sits there and, you know, just like the other day, talking about, what is it, a mistrial because somebody revealed information about the trial? Oh, please.
Yeah, it turns out that was a lie, too.
Well, it's sickening it is in this country right now. This man, why doesn't somebody just stand up to him and say, excuse me, nobody gives a rat's behind about you.
Yeah.
You think you're the center of the universe. You can't even get your own life correct. How can you run this country? We saw what he did with Trump Enterprises.
Yeah.
He sat there and made a mockery of that. He's the Midas touch is what he is, not the Midas touch. Everything he touches turns to stone.
Yeah.
Because he is, and I'm going to say it, he is the devil incarnate is what he is. He's Rosemary's baby reincarnated is what he is. And I hope he hears that. I hope he does. And as far as I'm concerned, he can tell it to his psychiatrist. I have something he can kiss. Quite frankly, he wants us to kiss his ring. I have something he can kiss, and I hope he brings a lot of chapstick. Because obviously, it's ridiculous. It is. We have more important problems in this country. We have all this stuff going on with global. You mentioned global warming a few moments ago with regards to renewable energy. We have that going on. We have this crime problem going on where people feel they can't. People are afraid to even walk down the street anymore and smile at somebody because you might get your head blown off for being different.
Yeah, well, we've always
had these problems, but we need mental health care reform.
I get it. Stephen, I got to move along, but, you know,
Sorry. Great rant.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. David in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Love, Stephen, too. Thank you, Guru. Neoliberalism is propaganda. It's classic propaganda doublespeak.
Well, it's class warfare, essentially.
Right. Neo means new. Liberalism is now vulture conservatism.
Yep.
It's propaganda
doublespeak. In Europe.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. I can't disagree with you. When I wrote the book, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, I was just astonished by, you know, how much of the history of this actually is tied up in race. The three of the founders of modern neoliberalism were all just, unrepentant white nationalist racists. It's all in the book.
I think one of the main messages here is how effective propaganda is. I mean, we live with this term as if it's a real thing, and it's the exact opposite of what it really is, and they're doubling and tripling down on propaganda, and because they control the media all over the world, it's frightening.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. David, thank you very much for that. David, from David to David, this is David in Dallas, Texas. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Very nice to speak with you. I love your show. Always have. Been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
I also want to talk about neoliberalism. From what I understand, neoliberalism sprang from Friedrich Hayek and Milton Friedman in the late 30s.
Yes, and when Friedrich Hayek moved from Germany to the United States, he sent Friedman a long letter about how he wanted to get somebody to watch his children. And he wanted to make sure it wasn't a black person.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about Friedrich Hayek.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, neoliberalism was their brainchild, and they formed the Mont Pelerin Society.
That's correct. In the 1940s. Yeah.
Place, right. In the 40s outside of Zurich,
yep.
I think. And so neoliberalism basically is the same thing as libertarianism.
To some extent. There are ideological differences,
but
they're very close, yeah.
Right, they're very close. And so, you know, when they designed it, of course, you know, we had the Depression and the Second World War and the New Deal and all that, and that sort of superseded them. They, you know, even though they wanted to have basically libertarianism, no one wanted that, but they kept at it, and they have, you know, they've developed think tanks, and, you know,
they got a bunch of right-wing billionaires on their side, you know?
Right, yes, exactly, and so they've pretty much crammed neoliberalism down our throats, but basically neoliberalism comes from them in the late 1930s, and there is also a movement or kind of a mini movement called neoconservatism.
Right.
And I know that this is all very confusing for me. At least it's confusing with the liberal.
Neoconservatives are all about, you know, muscular warfare, about big military.
Well, and
that's their primary
in my
shtick.
Opinion, the neoconservatives are people like Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and even Ronald Reagan.
Oh, Rumsfeld put Paul Bremer in charge of Iraq because he wanted to try a neoliberal experiment. He felt that the experiment had not been you know, satisfactorily done when they imposed on Russia in the 1990s.
Right. So to me, the neoconservatives are the enforcers of neoliberalism.
Yeah.
They're very related. The neoconservatives are the people who stepped in later on and, you know, enforced neoliberalism.
Yeah. And
is
the,
that
you
your
know, and
understanding
the
understanding as well.
Sure. And that website where Jeb Bush and, you know, a bunch of other people were saying, you know, you got to attack Iraq in 1998. They were trying to get Bill Clinton to attack Iraq. That was the neocons, the neoconservatives. They were all about that. But yeah, there is a familial association. David, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 47 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, buddy. It's nice to see you. What do you think the city needs to do?
We need to change the perception of the schools. There is a negative perception about Green Bay Public Schools. I'm just getting into it as a parent. My kid is in kindergarten at McCullough on the east side, and I think we need to improve how people view our schools. There's a perception, and I don't know if it's warranted or not.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your... Welcome back. Let's pick up some of your calls here. Sandy in Athens, Ohio. Hey, Sandy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking the call, and we really appreciate your grasp of history is amazing. What I wanted to talk to you about goes along with your daily rant today, that from the Reagan Revolution, all this money went up to the upper classes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unlike Menendez, they don't put it in their closet. Where's all this money gone? And what we've seen now, I think, is like the end game of this is the real estate market has been totally taken over by private equity.
Yep.
And in my field, in the healthcare field, is now being totally taken over by private equity.
Yep. Yeah, private equity is, you know, it's the eggplant that ate Chicago. It's this giant cancerous thing that was legalized by Reagan and never should have been, frankly. I mean, you know, it's a brand new way of basically stripping good businesses of all their assets so that the private equity people can get richer than Midas and everybody else gets screwed.
Absolutely. You know, where I used to work at a clinic was just bought out by a regional healthcare system. And what's happened is, in here, all our healthcare expenses have doubled because you used to go to the doctor's office and you'd get charged, you know, an office fee and procedure fee or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, when I get this bill, it's doubled because there's a clinic fee. And then the same charge again comes out as a hospital fee because now the doctor's office is owned by the hospital system.
Right, right.
So, and, you know, what we've seen in rural healthcare where private equity buys a hospital, they sell the ground the hospital is standing on, so then they take that money to repay their loans or their investors.
Yeah.
And then the hospital has to pay rent on the land that they used to own.
That's right. And sometimes the private equity firm sells the land to themselves. So the hospital ends up paying rent to the private equity firm for the next 100 years.
Right. And then they, you know, they fire people and they hire another company to run the emergency department. And, you know, from healthcare in this country is just so bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's a whole other rant.
It's not good.
Thank you for taking the call.
Sure enough, Sandy.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Good talking to you. Thank you. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I listen to all of this going on, and people, specifics, and like you called it with the person arguing with you the other day, nickel and diming. And we try to memorize all these stats and data, and it really, really deep down isn't necessary. Well, all we have to do is say to someone, what kind of a leader do you want for your children and your children's children? You know, do you want a kind man, a man who wants to help and make life better for people in America? Or do you want a cruel man who's saying he's going to spend his time trying to get revenge? I mean, it just seems like a no-brainer. You want kind people to take care of your families. And I would just tell them that. I can't imagine why you would want to vote for someone who is cruel and hateful.
I think, you know, there's this book, Stuart Stevens, I think, wrote it, The Cruelty is the Point. You know, and it was about the family separation at the southern border, and that cruelty, that tearing children away from their parents, that's something that the conservatives, Republicans, just delighted in. They celebrate.
I just
There's
don't
still
understand
a thousand
it.
Children
would Yes, and they didn't even keep records. They had no intention.
No, and an awful lot of them were trafficked into the foster care system in Texas, which just got busted. I don't know if you heard NPR this morning. But they just got busted for thousands of cases of child sexual abuse and exploitation. They're turning these children into young prostitutes. They're making porn movies out of them. They're the number two state in the union for this kind of stuff, Texas is. And that's where these children vanished. Over 1,000 children are still missing that Steve Miller and Donald Trump tore from their parents.
And it's the cruelty of Trump that people are considering to vote for again.
Oh, that's what they like. He hates the same people they hate. It's astonishing
to
me, Diane, how many...
But your children are not going to be affected by that cruelty.
Yeah, no, it's astonishing to me how many Americans, number one, hate, and number two, think that cruelty will never be directed at them. That was the big mistake the Germans made. Diane, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even at access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for day 8 of Joe Biden's top 100. We'll be talking about school vouchers and what they mean for your family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, buddy, it's nice to see you. You like it here. You're going to stay here. Your kids are young.
Yeah, 6 and 4. Yeah.
Boys or girls?
Boy and a girl.
I sent you a card when you had
Yeah. Thank you. He sent me a card when I had Vince. Oh, and Vince. Said, I think Vince. Either your dad or you will be mayor one day of the city. We still have it somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.